we use to forge ore from the earth into tools for our use. And one of these first tools was the cooking pot. The cooking pot, a crucible so strong it could contain high heat for long periods of time. So the dictionary tells us that the word crucible has two definitions. One, a heat-resistant container for melting ores and metals, and two, a severe trial, as in Arthur Miller's play, The Crucible, about the Salem witch trials, which were certainly heated, weren't they? We can easily see the similarity to the uses of this word, a container that can hold hot heat, hot enough to melt ore, and a trial that is just as severe. Another name for the crucible is cauldron, which the dictionary tells us is one, a large kettle or boiler, or two, a state of violent agitation. The second definition makes sense kind of metaphorically. If what is contained within is heated to a boil, it's not still or stagnant, right? It would appear to be violently agitated, right? That's what the bubbles are in the boil. In the craft of the wise, the cauldron is a symbol of the womb of the goddess, a very sacred container indeed. One that can hold the heat of growing life itself for a very long time, 9 moons to be exact. And we can perceive the cauldron as we do the earth, the uterus that bears the young. And we can expand that thinking so that Bridget's cauldron is the crucible for our entire lives, which sometimes are in the dormant and gestating phase, and sometimes are in the awakening phase, and sometimes are in the violent agitated phase, and sometimes are just way too big to be contained altogether and we just go out everywhere. But here in February on the wheel of the year, we are at the awakening phase. So although our lives are most likely as they are all the time, going out in full activity all the time, because our culture has virtually abandoned the natural cycles, let's turn our sights just to what is awakening right now, to what's been lying dormant for a while, that the season of spring is awakening. So if you would take a moment now, close your eyes and go with them. Take a nice deep breath. Find yourself very centered. I realize I never led us through a centering and grounding early on. So let's do that now. Bring your attention to your tailbone, the base of your spine. And on your next exhale, send down a line of energy so that you begin to ground yourself to the earth. Imagine it goes through your chair, through the floor, down to the lower level, through the foundation of the building, and deep into the earth, and tap into Mother Earth. Send down more energy like a taproot, growing deeper, deeper, stronger, stronger. Breathe life into it. And then begin to draw the energy of Mother Earth up through it. What is healing and sustaining, life-giving, draw it up. Draw it up, draw it up, and let it transfer over into your spine, drink it all the way up to your heart. And let the energy of Mother Earth rest there in your heart. Breathe deep once more, make more room. We'll just continue this now. So look to the heavens and find the moon just past full waning now in Libra, balanced, airy, artistic, diplomatic. And draw that beautiful airy moon down and feel as the silvery light of the goddess pours down into your crown. Draw it in, draw it down through your head and your neck, and let her find her way into her heart. And let her rest there, breathing deep. And then look to the heavens once more and find the golden sun, our great God in the sky, the sign of Aquarius, humanitarian, philanthropic, and big, expansive visions. And feel as the golden light of the sun pours down and draw him in through your crown, your head, and your neck, till he makes his way into your heart, so that now all three energies, earth, moon, and sun, are there in your heart. Keep breathing life into these cosmic energies that align in you. And now bring your attention to your third eye in the center of your forehead. Imagine it like an actual eye, and then open it and look out through it into your imagination.
I see yourself standing before a huge cauldron that is hanging suspended over a wood fire that has burned down to glowing embers. Beautiful glowing embers. Somehow you know this is your life's cauldron, the crucible for this specific incarnation. So take a step just a bit closer now and peek in, take a look inside at this still, almost glass-like liquid in the cauldron. The glowing embers have kept it warm, but not so hot that it's anywhere near boiling, so it's very calm. And you recognize that this is the stillness of winter. Gaze into it, knowing you are engaging in an ancient magical technique called scrying, the act of seeking an oracular message through images gleaned on still surfaces. And looking deeper into it, what has settled at the bottom of your life's cauldron? What would begin to rise to the surface of your life if you were still up? What would rise to the surface if you were to stir it up, as if it read, shake well before using? What's been gestating long enough now that needs air and room and light? Something desires to make its presence known to you in this season of awakening. It may be something new, something that fell by the wayside with like last autumn seeds, an awareness or an understanding that will root itself at your life's foundation. So take a moment as you gaze in your life's cauldron and find what rests on the bottom that is awakening. And in case scrying is not your oracle, you can still find what rests at the bottom that is awakening by tuning into something that you find promising, something delightful that you would like to make a promise to. So take a moment and find that. Another deep breath. And now think of what is needed to ensure this new thing will get healthy growth in the future. What's the best way to nurture this tender beginning into robust vitality? Now you may know exactly what that is, and if you know what that is, great. But if you don't, then now you know that the action will be to seek that answer. What can I do to ensure this future healthy growth? So take a moment and ponder what that is now. Now off to the side of it is a small pile of wood. Go to it and regard this pile for a moment, and then carefully select the piece that your intuition tells you is the right one to place on the coals beneath this holy crucible, the one that will impassion this awakening in your life. And then gently place it on the coals underneath the cauldron. Some sparks fly up, but then it catches right away, and the perfect-sized fire ignites there. Its golden tongues licking upward, warming. Look within the cauldron again. Now you see it's no longer a still glass-like surface. Now you can see that the image on the bottom begins to move, slowly swirling around the perimeter as it rises, rising to the surface, propelled, motivated, fueled by the fire of Bridget's flame. Keep watching this image. It moves very slowly as it rises. Patiently watch it. Watch it swirl and rise with love. So that now it is circling the top of the cauldron of your life. Welcome it with your promise. Dedicate yourself to its good stewardship And try to do this with careful gentleness, with sweet tenderness, gently, carefully, tenderly, in your heart and in your soul. Make your sweet and heartfelt promise now. Take another big deep breath and gently come.